Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Captain Fadzilla After Dark. And today we have on our show our guest named
Larry
Bird, not the NBA player. Don't get too excited, but close enough. But today we are gonna discuss drugs. Don't get your panties in a bunch. It's nothing, you know, crazy, but let's touch on that topic a little. First and foremost, I want to put this out there that I feel that marijuana is not a drug.
A1.
Okay, if
it
anything,
is a plant, a natural that God put on this planet,
right?
So we could grow.
The same way that somebody looked at a cow's tit and said, "Let me drink whatever comes out of that nipple."
Yeah,
why not? Right or wrong?
Right.
Exactly. Furthermore, I feel that alcohol is worse than marijuana.
Of course. You get liver failure.
Not only that, but people drive drunk.
And their vision gets twice as bad.
And there's also alcohol poisoning and all that shit. But what happens when you smoke a shitload? What's the most that could happen?
The most that could happen is that you'll drive to McDonald's and spend a lot of money.
And then Taco Bell and all that shit.
Yeah, and then eat too much.
And then after that, you just
knock the fuck out. Where's the bad in that? Instead of going getting a drink.
See?
Driving and then probably crashing.
My point exactly.
I'd rather be munching on instead of being half fucking awake while driving.
Right?
Half blind.
Over the limit, under arrest. But what's the limit of marijuana? Because there's a DUI and then a WII. Driving under the influence and driving while there's a there's one driving while
intoxicated.
No, under the there's another one for marijuana. Anyway, but long story short, we're not talking about heroin, meth, crack. Simply marijuana.
Well, marijuana is not a drug.
We made that a point in the beginning.
Let's talk about actual drugs.
Oh my god.
What about prescription drugs such as like Xanax and like Percocet?
I have to stop you right there because.
Go ahead.
Personally, I need to be on Xanax.
That's you, because you have anxiety and it calms you down.
Bipolar, yes. All that.
I have anxiety too, and it does help me a lot. And I do feel way more productive.
Productive, yeah.
Off half of Xanax.
Whereas
I'm sober. Like, I don't know. I just feel like
lazy.
I'm on it, and I feel more energetic, low-key.
It's the limitless pill.
But I feel like I need a smoke on it too, because I'm a smoker. I always smoke.
It enhances it, so I feel
way more productive, and I just feel good. I feel like Superman, low key.
Well, guys, he just gave away where he lives. There's no kryptonite around here. But no, drugs to a limit, you know, it's bad.
Another thing, such as like opioids, like Percocet.
Blues and shit.
Blues, tens, whatever it may be. I use it sometimes when I'm trying to get more loose and like creative. Like when I'm trying to like think of like raps or like things to say.
Just let your mind flow.
Yeah, why not? You feel me? It gets me like in touch with my emotional feelings.
Yes.
And it gets me really like
loose.
Yeah. I feel like real comfortable off it, and then I could just say what I want, be cool, and I feel like a rapper sometimes when I'm on it. You feel me? So I feel like
I feel you,
I could perform probably when I'm trying to
And not only that, but when you're in that state of mind, you see things differently.
You do.
You hear things differently.
You notice things that you don't notice.
Exactly. You come to a realization. And then everything that you thought you knew, your world turns upside down in a way.
That is true. But another thing about drugs is that you gotta control the drug you take. You can't let the drug control you.
Exactly.
You gotta know what you're taking, how much you're taking.
And why you're taking it.
Why you're taking it, when you're taking it, because if you know.
And how much of it you take.
Exactly, how much. Because if you know you have a job interview the next day, you're not gonna do like a fucking, acid stamp and trip out and then go to the interview like the day after tripping. You get me?
I should try that. I mean, yeah, no, I get.
You get me, right? You're gonna be tripping like the day before you go into an interview and then you're thinking of life completely
exactly.
Different.
Exactly. No,
so you gotta know and plan your shit out.
You gotta know your limits.
You gotta like schedule it out.
And there's a place for everything and everything time. In its place. Yeah, and a time and place for everything. Yeah, so how do y'all feel about drugs? Thank you.